and do all kinds of things because of all the people he's affected over the last few decades. Because everything aligned and he said, I'm gonna do this. Well, now it's aligned again. So here's your window, here's your door. It's time for you to step through. Everything you heard today, it's time to do something about it. The question is not, will it work for you? That's already been answered. It's already been proven. Will it work for you? Yes. The question is now, will you work for it? Are you gonna go get it?
Podcasting from Wealthwave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of Wealthwave.
And by this point, you got so much information, right? You got to go back and kind of sort through it, especially you introverts. You got to go back and think about what that all means, right? You extroverts who want to talk about it right now, right? So I'm going to share with you a few things to try to wrap all this up for you. And so I can kind of send you out of here and you guys can start processing all of this, start getting working on it. And I want to start with this comment. I once broke up with a girl because she laughed silently. Serious. Is in college. Sweetest woman I'd met in many, many years. She was perfect in a lot of ways. But when I'd crack a joke, she literally laughed silently. You ever met anybody like that? Yeah. No. Most of you have not. Right? I would say something funny, you know, just kind of hanging out. I say something funny and she'd go like this. And I would sit there and be like, where's the sound? Where's the beef? I mean, you know, when you make a good joke, you want, you know, you need the feedback, right? And so I just sat there thinking about that as the weeks went by. And I said, I can't do this. And so I broke up with her. Is that awful?
Yes.
Some of you guys are thinking that's awful. Some of you guys think I'd do the same thing. It's kind of like, it's like the sling blade conundrum. Like, what would you do in that situation, right? So this past week, my kids went to that little dance I told you guys about. They go to that little dance they go to. The 14-year-old and 12-year-old go to this dance. They play club music, and it's really fun. It's all organized really well. And my 12-year-old loves dancing. All the kids today love dancing way more than we did when we were kids, you know? And so he goes to this dance, and on the way taking them home, I was like, did you have a good time? Yeah, we had a great time. And I can't picture my kids in there dancing because I just picture awkwardness, you know, because I know how, the way I dance. And so they have a rule where if you are one of the boys, every other song have to ask a girl to dance, right? And the girls are not allowed to say no. So it's kind of cool. So it kind of moves everything along. It's kind of amazing how this gets everybody, you know, beyond their fears and be courageous and being accepting and all that. So I'm talking to Gibson, my 12-year-old, about this one girl that he invited. I said, well, which girls did you invite to dance? And he said, well, there's this one girl that I asked her to dance. And I said, okay, cool. I said, well, was she a good dancer? He's like, yeah, she's really cool. She's a really good dancer. I was like, that's awesome, man. I said, well, what was her name? He goes, I didn't ask her. I was like, you didn't ask her her name? You're there dancing with her? You didn't ask her name? And he goes, yeah, I didn't ask her name. And I said, well, why didn't you ask her name? She's cool. She's a good dancer. I mean, maybe you get to know her. He goes, something just wasn't quite lined up right on her face. I was like, this is me coming back to haunt me and my children, right? It's like the Seinfeld thing, right? I was like, what do you mean? He's like, I don't know. Something just wasn't quite lined up right on her face. I was like, you know, I totally understand that. No problem. Probably never ask her to dance again, right? And so it brought me to this idea of things being aligned, right? I actually broke up with a girl for something not being aligned up on her face either. Her eyes were like, you know, 6 inches apart. But this right here is what you call alignment, okay? Alignment. Everything is aligned perfectly. There's no reason to break up with this thing, okay? What you just heard today from Tom and the vision and all that incredible information that most people in their life never hear. They could have come here today and in 3 hours, or for Tom's presentation, just 20 or 25 minutes, they could have heard something that would have changed their lives forever, changed Tom's life forever. What he presented to you is most of the information that was presented to him 35 years ago that made him commit to this industry, commit to the mission, commit to the crusade, commit to the information, commit to the education that has made him a multimillionaire. Okay? And they could have come here and heard that today. Now, two people before the meeting said to me, hey, Andy, with the room so full, could we just push the wall back? And I'm like, you know, Tom's liable to do anything crazy, so I can see the wall going back, all right? So we're going to fill this place up, bring people to hear this message. But then you heard from Steve Siebold, a New York Times best-selling author, a renowned Hall of Fame speaker, now killing it and building a business like Tom to have success like Tom here with WealthWave. Are you surprised? Some of you may be. Some of you are like, wow, Steve Siebold, unbelievable. We've been telling you this for the last few years, that you can attract anybody with this. You can build a business and introduce this to anyone and expect them to say yes. Tom just did it. He talked to Steve about it. Believe it or not, Steve said yes. So my question is, who are you going to share this with? You could share this with someone at Steve Siebold's level, or you could share this with somebody in your neighborhood. The answer is going to be yes. You just have to be bold enough to go do it. You have to be crazy enough to go do it. You got to be committed enough to go do it. Then you heard from Shannon Rush and J.D. Phillips and Jeff Miles and all these other speakers we heard from today. And what you see is you see that it's all lined up. You found a business at the right time, at the right moment, the right place in your life where everything is lined up. All of the things that you need to have are lined up. The planets have aligned for you to be able to say yes and to get committed and to get started and follow the leadership that you saw today so that you could do what Tom Matthews did 35 years ago. Say yes, say I'm going to do this. He's committed to it and he became a multimillionaire. He has helped people achieve their dreams. He has changed lives. He's helped people build businesses. He's helped people accomplish goals and things on their bucket lists and do things for their children and do things for their churches and do things for not-for-profits and do all kinds of things because of all the people he's affected over the last few decades. Because everything aligned, and he said, I'm going to do this. Well, now it's aligned again. So here's your window. Here's your door. It's time for you to step through. Everything you heard today, it's time to do something about it. The question is not, will it work for you? That's already been answered. It's already been proven. Will it work for you? Yes. The question is now, will you work for it? Are you going to go get it? Right? Because some of you will get a month from now, and you'll quit. Some of you will get 6 months from now, and you'll be frustrated. Something will happen. Something will change in your life, and you'll quit. But for those of you who will follow the leadership, follow the system, do what your teachers and mentors here tell you, you stick with it, it will work for you. Your window's open. You got to step through. Here are the planets. My question for you is this. In this opportunity, in this business, with all of the success and the booming that's happening here with WealthWave, which of these would you rather be? Anybody got an idea? That's not a bad one, is it? Jupiter, right? Enormous. Isn't that wild? Look how big this planet is. You could be Mercury or Mars if you do a little. You kind of slap at it. You just do a little bit. Or you could be Jupiter or maybe even Saturn or one of these others. Right? I've got a suggestion that's even better than that. What about thinking about it this way? What about being the sun? What about picking that for your alignment? What about thinking about that as being this giant fission reactor? Where you, not fusion, where you explode outward, I'm sorry, not fission, where it explodes outward, but fusion, bringing people together that you know, bringing people together and fusing them into this business and letting it all spin around you as you serve and mentor and help and take care of and educate and lead people. And before you know it, there's this solar system of activity and business all orbiting around you. And you have the opportunity to love it and nurture it and care for it. And then maybe 35 years later, or for you, maybe it's 3.5 years later, you look around, you look at this business that I have helped build and all these incredible people that are now part of this orbit. You got your own Jupiters, you got your own Saturns, you got your own Mars and Mercurys and Venuses, right? All spinning around you and you have control over it, but it's not about, everything being you being the center of the universe. It's about you being the center of the service, you serving everybody and this massive business orbiting around your leadership and your mentorship and being able to do it with everybody else. So I say, think big. This opportunity, this window, WealthWave, is so big. Steve Siebold would not have come here. J.D. Phillips would not have come here if it was not this scalable, unlimited opportunity. Because they're that big. They think that big. Okay? They think like the sun. They're the first ones to say, no. Yeah, let's do that. I'm going to be that one. All right? And so they're going to do something big. So pick the biggest. I challenge you to think big, okay? Or you can say no or maybe today. And you can wait a year or 6 months or however long you want to wait. And you can think like this. There's Pluto right there. Do you see it? Can you even see it? And you'll be sitting there thinking, boy, I missed the alignment. I'm no longer even a planet. I felt so bad for Pluto when they degraded it. They downgraded it to just a piece of dust, right? Get in alignment. You can pick any of these. I challenge you to think this big, okay? That's how big I challenge you to think. I started my company, Outstand, which powers the marketing technology behind WealthWave. I started it 10 years ago in 2008. right in the middle of the recession. It was an awesome year to start a company. It's brilliant. And I was so excited to finally have $1.4 million of seed money to start this company, which we got from a venture capitalist. We paid it off in 1 year. But after that process, it was the most painful thing I have ever endured in my life. The process of starting a business from absolute white paper scratch was one of the most painful things I have ever done in my life. In fact, it is probably the most painful thing I've ever endured in my life. The questions, the uncertainty, all of the things that you have to figure out yourself and start and go through, the legal implications, the money implications, the hiring, the people, the fact that there needs to be databases and a system put in place and how to figure all these things out. And it all kind of comes down to you as the entrepreneur. The first name of Outstand was Glad Handle. We had people call in the first week we launched. They were angry wives. And they said, it was the first month, and they said, I see here on my credit card statement, my husband has this thing he purchased called Gland Handle. And I looked into the merchant account, and they mistyped the Gland Handle. They thought it was some type of, you know, rated X service or something. So we had to quickly change that. Just one of the many things that entrepreneurs have to deal with, right? And so she's offering to sue me over this thing. I have to explain to her that it's an email marketing program, right? And it was one of the most painful things I've ever had to endure. I had all of the risk come down on me. If the business failed, lives, money, billions of dollars at stake. I had to figure it all out myself. Absolute, every day waking up to total uncertainty. Customers and how is this whole thing supposed to work? What do you charge? What money should it be? Who are the vendors and partners we're going to get? What administration and money program are we going to put in here? How are we going to pay for people? And how are we going to pay paychecks for all these employees? Predictable. I wish that it was predictable. It was the least predictable time of my life. We lost the first CEO. We had the original VC company asking for their money back and all these things going on. I had to be above average. And it was the one time in my life I had to be the most superlative I've ever been. I had to rely on the fact that my creativity in this realm, visual creativity, was above average. And because it was, I was able to pull through some of these things from on my creativity. But if I had been average in terms of my, I'm very average in a lot of ways, but in my creativity is above average. If I had been average on my creativity for visuals and putting this business together from the graphic side of it, it would have failed. I had to be one of the best in my area. The pressure that put on me was unbelievable. I had absolutely no system. Total uncertainty, completely unpredictable. I knew going home every night that this thing could fail at any moment. One decision I make could down the whole thing. There was no system. I had no idea how to make this thing repeat itself. I had no, everything depended on me. I was picking up support calls, writing paychecks. I was trying to figure out the database side of it and the engineering architecture to the software, how the graphics were going to work, calling customers, trying to get big customers online, the whole thing. It just about killed me. It really did. It just about killed me. I had no support. I had absolutely no one to talk to. No one who could understand what I was going through. Even if I went to talk to other business people, other entrepreneurs that were doing things like this, they were so busy with what they were doing, they had no time for me. There was nobody to talk to. If you talk to your employees, you scare them, you worry them, make them fear. So you have absolutely no one to help you, no one to tell you what to do. I went and got paid consultants to come in to tell me what to do. They had no idea what to share with me. Not one suggestion was really useful. Nothing. No support. I went home every night feeling so alone, so confused, right? I was just ready to quit every single day. Now, I'm painting a very dramatic story, but this was a very dark time of my life, starting up Outstand from scratch. It took me 10 years, and today, I'm beyond those early years. It's no longer a white page where you have a system now. We have processes in place. We have answers to a lot of these. We have great customers and clients. But recently, there's Tanya. I always tell you stories about my kids. Here's a picture of Tanya. Tanya's like, you ever going to tell a story about me? That's what Tanya sounds like. That's what Tanya sounds like. You ever going to tell a story about me? No, she's actually wonderful. She's the backbone of our family. She takes care of all of our kids, and she is the most supportive person. She's what actually got me through those early years of Outstand. And she asked me this recently when we were on a little vacation. She said this to me, and I was shocked. I was a little shocked by it. But she said, would you do it again? Thinking back, because Tanya saw every day that I had to go through at Outstand. She goes, would you do it again? And I had to think about it for a second. And I said, would I do it again? And ain't no way in the world I would ever go through that ever again. Never. And then she said to me this. She said, well, if you had not started Outstand 10 years ago, what would you have done? That was a good question, too. I would have done WealthWave. The only problem was it didn't exist yet for me. I didn't know about it. But when Tom Matthews made the offer to me to come down and be part of starting up WealthWave, taking this system of business that was already in place, but modernizing it and making it better so that all of us could do it from wherever we live, wherever we work, we could build a system that's scalable and unlimited, that's where all the planets are aligning, all of the greatest leaders. That's what he said to me. What if we had all the right people, all the great leaders, the best business model in the industry, the best way to the best entrepreneurial opportunity anybody's ever seen before, where you can get started with low cost, no risk, no real risk at all. Incredible, scalable opportunity on the upside. No real limit to how big you could build things. No real limit to what you could earn. All really just coming down to leadership and support and everything being done for you in terms of the administration and the payment model and how the whole process works. All you have to do is just come in, plug in, and listen to your mentors. And I moved my whole family down because I was like, this is what I should have had from the beginning. This is what I wish somebody would have shared with me 10 years ago. Right? And I'm glad I created Outstand because it's a part of WealthWave now. But I'll tell you this, if I had gone back 10 years ago, I would have started with WealthWave. Because it is more predictable, less uncertainty, low risk, more opportunity. I'm telling you guys, this is the moment. The planets have aligned. Decide that you're going to try to be the sun in this thing, okay? Shoot big and go for it. Follow your mentorship and step through this window in time and be part of it. Don't be Pluto, right? Get in line. That's what I want to say to you. I would have chosen WealthWave, and now I have, and I hope that you will too. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.